All right, man, let's talk about our comfort zones, man. You know, a comfort zone pretty much is a state of physical ease and freedom from pain or restraint. So this is the definition of comfort zones for our 5-Minute Fridays. Make sure y'all share this with y'all. Are really sharing these 5-Minute Fridays, and I appreciate that. But comfort zones, a state of physical ease and freedom from pain or constraint. So check this out. Comfort zones provide a state of mental security. It's generally not a physical issue. It's mental restraint. So comfort zones isn't, it's not that you don't have the ability to do the thing that you're setting out to do that you're not doing because you're in your comfort zone. It's a mental restraint. So it's like you can't do karaoke because it's a mental block. Not that you can't physically do the karaoke. Like I want to go up and do karaoke, right? And I say things like, oh, I can't do karaoke. I can't do karaoke. And that's a lie. It's not true at all. Because I can physically go up there, read the words, sing really bad, and get off the stage. So I can do it, but in my comfort zone, I can't do it. But it's not a physical thing. It's a mental block. And once we know that it's a mental block, it makes it a little easier to jump back in our head to say, okay, this is something we could do. Listen, you can't make cold calls not because it's a physical issue. You're just afraid of what people are going to say. And if you really think about it, do you really care? Because after they say it, after they say, no, I don't want what you're selling, they hang up, you hang up. You'll never, ever see that person ever again in your life. You can't tell strangers about your business. It's not a physical thing. You can tell strangers about your business, but it's a mental block. Check this out. I thought this was really, really interesting. Robert M. Yerkes and John D. Dobson wrote an article, right? And they explain that a state of relative comfort created a steady level of performance. So a level of relative comfort creates a steady level of performance. In order to maximize performance, however, we need a state of relative anxiety. This is interesting. A space where our stress levels are slightly higher than normal. This space is called optimal anxiety. And it's just outside of our comfort zone. Too much anxiety and we're too stressed to be productive and our performance drops off sharply. However, we do need a little bit of anxiety. And we are taught that anxiety is a bad thing, but if we have a little bit of anxiety, just enough to push us out of comfortability, but not so much where it causes a mental breakdown where, you know, we'll start experiencing sharp declines in productivity, we reach optimal anxiety. Check this out. People make dramatic life changes after severe anxiety flares. Anxiety is our friend. Hairstylists say that like many women cut their hair short after a breakup. Did you know? Listen, on average, these are statistics, okay? Women lose an average of 5 pounds in the first month after being dumped. The anxiety. The cause. Listen, some things in life, some of this anxiety, some of the stuff that's happening that we will call negative are actually for your good. Because if you stayed in that relationship, you'd have never lost the 5 pounds because you're comfortable. So we can't shy away from anxiety. We need to embrace it. Stop running from anxiety. Look, comfort is an ease of anxiety. But anxiety, higher performance and courage to change something. So comfort is an ease of anxiety. But anxiety creates a higher performance and it gives you the courage to change something. And once you feel anxiety, know that this is your mental growth. This is your moment to grow mentally. Deal with the anxiety face up, all right? Facing anxiety feels better than fostering it. Just go at it, man. Listen, anxiety is rooted in not knowing and fear. So the more fear you experience, the less anxiety you'll experience. So if you're afraid of going on a first date, go on a bunch of first dates. After your 12th first date, you won't experience the anxiety as bad. My first time going to speak on stage, my gosh, the anxiety was crazy. But then I got up and I got to do it. And then the more I face the anxiety, the more I do the thing, the more my comfort zone expands. That's my 5 minutes. I gotta go, y'all. I love y'all. Get uncomfortable. You want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion, or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference? No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies, or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you.